also very thankful to be here along with Sister Minerva. I was thinking that I don't remember ever being here for opening day before. I've been at Shea Stadium on opening day, but I've never been at camp on opening day, and I'm happy to have had this opportunity. I told the folks last night that my father usually is here on at the beginning of the season and at the end, and this year, because of his accident that he had in December, he asked me to come and take his place at the start of the season. I know that he has in his heart to come up at the end of the season, but we all felt that he shouldn't come twice, and he agreed. We got him to that place where he agreed with that. It came from him. But he's expecting to join the camp later on in August to celebrate the 60th anniversary. But I'm excited about being here today, too. It's a wonderful day. Jesus is here. We worship him, and we love him, and we come right to him. Actually, I didn't hear "Come Thou Fount." In that room, you don't hear that well. I wondered if the trumpets had played yet. I came out, and it wasn't a lie, though, because when I came around the building, Tom was, I guess, he was just so excited about "Come Thou Fount" that he was still playing it again, even though he had played it up there. He was playing it, so I heard him, and I thought, what a great song. Come thou fount of every blessing. Our God is the source of all. And he tunes our hearts as we sang to sing his praise and to worship him aright. Streams of mercy, never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. And we all ought to offer that to our Lord today on his day, singing his praises, opening our hearts wide to him. And I'm thankful to be here at the start of this special season. As you know, this is our 60th anniversary season. Mentioned that last night. Also, it was 60 years ago. This is the 61st camp season, but we're celebrating the 60th anniversary. July 13th, 1946, camp opened, and so it's a special season. And we're just wanting to love the Lord, thank the Lord all summer long for his great goodness to us. And I felt in my heart, I introduced this last evening already, I felt in my heart that just at the outset of the season, these few days that we're together, I like to think about our motto, holiness unto the Lord, and look into the Word of God about it. And so we started last night. And we talked about how God is holy, and that he calls us to be holy. We talked about the holiness of God and what that means. Of course, it means far more than we could possibly ever begin to explore. But we started, and we made an effort. But then we talked about our being holy, what that means. And we asked for some ideas. We had some real good ones. And then I wanted to get this one in, and I said, there's one more thing, and someone came up with that too. And I mentioned that holiness is defined by the Apostle Paul in Acts 27 with that little interpolation where he says, an angel of God stood by me last night. He says, the God whose I am and whom I serve. We talked about belonging to him, being separated not only from, but to. Holiness unto the Lord. We are his, and we leave other things behind in order to serve him and worship him aright. With all of our hearts, he has redeemed us for this purpose, that we might worship him, serve him, and enjoy him forever. And you know, after meeting, I thought of something that went along with that. And I had thought of it before meeting, but I'm sharing it now before we sing another worship song. It's this. I don't remember just how many months ago it was, but it's a while back, but not too long, that Coretta Scott King passed away. She was the widow of Martin Luther King. I suppose everyone knows that. And when she died, someone called me and said, you know, if you click here and there, you can watch her funeral on the internet. And sure enough, it was many hours long. I only watched a little of it. But you know, when I tuned in, her daughter was preaching Bernice King. And I didn't know who it was, and I have to say, at first, I wasn't all that impressed. She seemed to be going all over the place with her speech, at least to me. It seemed that way. And then they put her name on the bottom, you know how they do, and it said Bernice King, daughter of the deceased Coretta Scott King, so on. And of course I perked up and I wanted to know what she had to say. She was quite a preacher. And then I thought, her heart must really be full today, and I don't blame her for being all over the map, because I'm that way even, you know, when my parent hasn't died often, and other people are too. So, but she talked about being holy at the end. She said, let's be holy. And then she said, you know what holy means? Having our lives yielded. I thought, well, that's most interesting. And that went with that last point that we made last night. Holy, in her definition anyway, means having our lives yielded. And I mentioned last night, I'll just say it again very briefly, that I hope to address this issue or explore this holiness unto the Lord a little bit in the next few days. And I mentioned that on Monday we want to talk a little bit about sin. We need to have an understanding of what the Scripture says about sin. And on Tuesday we'd like to talk about sanctification. And on Wednesday about holiness. And on Thursday about the fact that this is a fight and a conflict. And there's a cost to being holiness unto the Lord, and we must grow in holiness. These topics I'd like to try to cover in the next few days. Also mention that this isn't just something to speak about because we need something, you know, to concern ourselves with. We need a topic. But it's something very important to us. It's the motto that the Lord gave us right at the beginning. So we want to think about it and understand it and appreciate it, that God wants us to be holiness unto Him. And then, it's also important because in the Bible it says that we should follow after holiness, and that without holiness we will not see the Lord. Follow after holiness. Without holiness, no man, no woman will see the Lord. So this is a vital thing for us to consider. I'd like us to come with eagerness and anticipation and openness to the Lord to look into His Word about these things. I am using a book that fell into my hands, or that I came across a couple years ago, that has been a great blessing to me. It's by Packer. We've talked about Packer, who wrote Knowing God. And he wrote another book called Faithfulness and Holiness. Well, the holiness is really not by him, but he resurrected a treatise that was written by an English clergyman named J.C. Ryle in the latter half of the 1800s on holiness. And that little work has been a great blessing to me. And if you can get a hold of it, I would recommend it highly. Well, let's sing together as part of our worship this morning. Holy, holy, holy.
Thank you.
look at that psalm for a second, please. The one you sang, it was number 440. Which of those verses, which verse, corresponds most closely to what we said about holiness last night? Which of those verses corresponds to our being holy? This is not a difficult question. Okay, I need someone. Volunteer.
Three.
Who said that?
All of them.
All of them. Who said that? That's real good, but I want one. And not verse one.
Two.
Okay.
Three.
I have a Christ that satisfies. I mean, I am his and he is mine, okay? Since I have been redeemed. To do his will, my highest prize, since I have been redeemed. But you're right, whoever said three, and they all do. You're right. But I was looking for two, so that's the right answer for us. Okay. Let's sing number one. We're saying a verse of it before, but let's sing number one during the offering. We'll have an opportunity to stand. From the hills on this verse, so you want to come down. Okay, good, let's go.